Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 11th. You'll be interested to know, 39 years ago, today, in 1985, Pete Rose, a Hall of Fame caliber baseball player, registered his 4,192nd career hit, breaking the record set by Ty Cobb. This historic achievement solidified Rose's status as one of the most prolific hitters in the history of baseball. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a beautifully sunny day, with a high near 75 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a comfy low of 55 and calm winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 5:30 with the low tide at 11:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies through the weekend with highs around 81 to 83 degrees and light southwest winds. Nights will be mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s, making for pleasant evenings ahead. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an environmental group is suing Greyhound Lines Incorporated for what they call excessive idling in Boston, which releases harmful pollutants into the air. The Boston-based Conservation Law Foundation filed the complaint after observing 65 instances of Greyhound buses idling longer than legally permitted over 16 days from December 2023 to August 2024. The suit highlights that some buses idled for over an hour, with one instance recording idling for 2 hours and 17 minutes. Now on to sports. It has been a strange baseball season, with many top teams faltering since July 1st. The Philadelphia Phillies, Los Angeles Dodgers, and Baltimore Orioles, once among the best, have all seen their records decline significantly. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks and New York Mets have surged, winning the most games in the second half. Notably, the Milwaukee Brewers have consistently led the National League Central Division. In player news, the New York Yankees called up Jasson Domínguez, and Coomer Rocker will start for the Texas Rangers as they deal with injuries to key players. In local sports, the Red Sox lost 5-3 last night at Fenway against the Orioles. Cedric Mullins crushed two homers, driving in three runs, while Raffy Devers and Masataka Yoshida scored for Boston. Cutter Crawford took the loss, and Albert Suarez got the win for Baltimore. Tonight, Nick Pivetta will face off against Dean Kramer at 4:10 p.m. at Fenway as Boston tries to even the series. The Sox are third in the wild card race, two games behind Minnesota and Detroit for the final spot, and six games behind Baltimore. They need to make a push to stay in the hunt for October baseball. In top news, mold can be found in surprising places within your kitchen, from dishwashers to refrigerator gaskets. This diverse group of fungi thrives in environments with water, food, and oxygen, making kitchens ideal breeding grounds. While small amounts of mold may not pose health risks, they can still induce allergic reactions. To combat kitchen mold, experts recommend keeping surfaces clean and dry, reducing humidity, and frequently cleaning areas like coffee machines and refrigerator seals. If you find mold on food, toss moist items, while denser foods can often be salvaged. Proper hygiene is essential to prevent mold growth and maintain a healthy kitchen. In business news, Palantir Technologies is experiencing a significant stock surge after it was announced that the data analytics company will join the S&P 500 index on September 23rd. Peter Thiel, Palantir's co-founder and chairman, is poised to sell up to nearly $1 billion of stock. This plan, allowing the sale of over 28 million shares by December 31, 2025, was adopted in May. Palantir shares have doubled this year with no slowdown in sight. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $56,900. Ethereum is just under $2,400. And Solana is $134. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists are delving into the intriguing possibility that wormholes might be influencing our perception of the universe. Researchers in Greece propose that these tiny structures could help explain discrepancies in our understanding of gravity and the expansion of the universe. Their findings, published in a peer-reviewed journal, suggest that the positive cosmological constant has created mathematical issues, predicting values much larger than observed. By incorporating microscopic wormholes into their models, the scientists believe they can account for dark energy and the observed cosmological constant, potentially reshaping our understanding of space-time itself. And in entertainment news, in The Order, Jude Law shines as a haunted lawman, potentially earning his first Oscar nomination in 21 years. The 51-year-old English actor portrays Terry Husk, an FBI agent drawn back into a violent investigation after relocating to Idaho. The film, directed by Justin Kurzel, premiered at the Venice Film Festival and is based on a book about the FBI's pursuit of a domestic terror group in the 1980s. Critics have embraced the film, drawing parallels to real-world extremism. The Order will be released in limited theaters on December 6, showcasing Law's compelling performance. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Charlie Hustle himself, Pete Rose. And he said, "Willie Mays could throw better, and Hank Aaron could hit more home runs. But I've got enthusiasm. I've got desire. I've got hustle. Those are God-given talents, too." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.